You say about a man, you wouldn't say that he's primping, you say
he was grooming himself.
Uh-huh. What would you call a man who likes to dress well?
I don't know. I would say he was always immaculate.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call him a jelly bean?
Jelly bean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's during my youth time.
Uh-huh.
Jelly bean, yes. We used to call them, they used to wear supporters,
mm-hmm,
and high waist pants,
mm-hmm,
with a wide wide belt on the pants,
mm-hmm,
of the same material,
mm-hmm,
of the pants, and flare legs like,
mm-hmm,
they wear now.
And you call them jelly beans?
Jelly beans, uh-huh.
Was that a compliment?
Yes, it was.
Any other words like that that people used to use?
I don't think so. No, I can't think of any other name.
Mm-hmm. Huh. You said they wore supporters?
Yes.
Is that to keep,
uh-huh,
the
yes,
up?
To keep the pants up. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Something that you could carry your money in.
A purse.
Okay. And something a woman wears around her wrist.
A watch.
Or
a bracelet.
Uh-huh. And say she had a lot of little things strung up together.
A necklace.
Uh-huh. We're talking about beads. You'd call it a what? Beads.
A string of beads.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say pair of beads?
Pair of beads? I don't think so.
Okay. And what would you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
That's a bedspread.
What about the ones that people used to make themselves to put on the bed for warmth?
A comforter,
mm-hmm,
or a quilt.
What's the difference?
I don't see any difference between a comforter and a quilt, because both of them are quilted,
mm-hmm,
and both of them, unless you mean a quilted bedspread. Now that,
mm-hmm,
there's a difference, because a comforter and a quilt are thicker than the quilted bedspread.
Mm-hmm. Did they have those in Mexico?
Oh yes.
Are they made the same way?
Yes, I think. Uh-huh. Well, most of them are handmade.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who make their own quilts. They make them out. They're filled with either wool or cotton.
What are they called in Mexico?
Colchas.
Colchas. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Did you ever see anything about why she called it a pillow?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, a pillow that, I don't know nowadays, but years back they used to use that pillow to cover it and make the bed. When the bed was made, they would cover that long pillow,
mm-hmm,
at the head of the bed, and it made the bed look prettier, fancier.
What did they call the long pillow?
I don't know. I don't remember. That is... No, I don't have the right word for it now.
Did you ever hear it called a bolster?
Bolster?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I have. Mm-hmm. Just a long pillow, that's all.
Say if you raised a lot of corn.